Welcome to this 5-minute audio podcast where we'll discuss how hospitals can eliminate mislabeled specimens in the emergency department. And we're happy to have with us Jennifer Granata, ED Nurse Manager at Southern Maine Medical Center in Biddeford, Maine. Southern Maine's emergency department is state-of-the-art with 25 rooms and sends about 6,000 specimens to the lab each month on average. So, Jennifer, there seems to be a big push in the industry right now to eliminate mislabeled specimens throughout hospitals, but particularly in emergency departments. Southern Maine was ahead of the curve, of course, back in March of 2010 when your department implemented Iatric Systems Mobile Lab Desktop solution to address this issue. Can you share with us what the situation was like prior to implementing Mobile Lab, including stats if you're willing? And also tell us how it's improved since go-live?
Before MobiLab, everything was done with either handwriting what the patient gave you for information, what a family member gave you for information, or we would pre-reg them and print out stickers that may or may not be the exact spelling. And I'm sure you can imagine we had plenty that were spelled wrong, one day off on the date of birth, and all of these kind of issues. Before implementation, we had anywhere from 10 to 20, I mean, it's kind of a wide range per month of actual mislabels, errors. Mm-hmm. Out of, on average, we send about 6,000 specimens to the lab. I mean, still pretty significant numbers, though, when you think about the implications of an error. And now we have had 3 since March of 2010.
3 in total, not 3 per month.
Correct, 3 in total. And all 3 of those, MobiLab was not used.
So you've completely eliminated mislabeled specimens in the ED when MobiLab is used. That's fantastic. And your staff, how do they like using the system?
I thought it was going to be an uphill battle the entire time, and I'm not sure they could live without it now. They don't know what to do when it's down.
That's what we love to hear.
Exactly. Which means they use it.
They rely on it.
They do. They really do.
That's fantastic. So speaking of staff, does the nursing staff in the ED collect all the specimens, or do you have the lab's phlebotomy team still coming down to collect specimens in the emergency department?
For the most part, we do all of the specimens. The lab will come for difficult sticks, for pediatrics, a few things like that, but the majority of the time we're sending the specimens.
Now, there are lots of things I think your staff probably needs to remember when they're collecting specimens, like what color cap to use and whether or not to keep the specimen on ice, that kind of thing. I know MobiLab can provide instructions to staff during the process. Do your ED staff use those instructions? And if so, do they find them helpful?
We do, yeah. It gives us order of draw, too, which for a lot of the ED staff is difficult to remember in more stressful situations. So it always reminds them the draw order and how many tubes they need. So if, you know, a particular order got entered and they need 2 yellow tops this time instead of 1, it will prompt them to remember that. So it saved us from going back and getting additional specimens that were needed.
Excellent. So in addition to eliminating errors, your staff has the instructions that they need at their fingertips, and you're avoiding unnecessary redraws. Those are great benefits. Let me ask you a potentially tough question now. What was the relationship like between the ED and the lab before you implemented MobiLab?
That's a great question. That was terrible. We joke because the first meeting we had, the ED and the lab were in the room, and it was the kind of meeting where I would have rather been under the desk. I don't want to say they were hostile to each other, but it wasn't pretty at all. And they were it was so far on each extreme. And we have such a better relationship with them now. It literally is like night and day.
That's a great story. And even more so because it has a happy ending. Both departments must look back on that meeting now and laugh. How about physicians and senior management? Have they said anything about the change? Are they happy?
Senior management in particular is very pleased. Southern Maine Med is a part of a system, the Maine Health System, and we are the only ones who do barcoding for specimen labeling. So it sort of sets us apart from the rest of our system hospitals, really, and we're kind of the role model at this point for them. It's kind of nice. We figured it out. The ED's not, it's not always an easy setting to implement things in because there's so many variables, and we found something that works regardless of those variables.
Well, it certainly sounds like Southern Maine has gotten a great return on its investment. Jen, I want to thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And for our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about MobileLab or if you'd like to see a demonstration of it in action, please email us at info@iatric.com. And thanks for listening.